have heard many Old Testament prophecies this evening of the coming of our Messiah, and that is the one whom we celebrate this evening. All of these decorations are reminders to us of the Christ child who was born thousands of years ago, two of them, 2,000 years ago, in a land far away from here, but one who changed the world with what he did. We come to celebrate his coming and to celebrate the season of our remembrance of him. And now that we have all the ornaments on the tree, almost all of them, we'll put up the rest of them later, okay? Mr. David, is that good? All right. We don't want any spot undecorated, right? Are we good? Good. He gave me the thumbs up. That means we're good. At this point, I'd like to offer a few meditation thoughts on one more Old Testament prophecy. All of these passages that Nancy has read for us point to the coming Messiah, and this one is no different. From Isaiah chapter 53. Who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? These green things, these decorations, should serve as a reminder to us that the Lord has been revealed to us. To whom has the strong arm of the Lord been revealed? Well, to us. These should serve as a reminder throughout the whole Christmas season that the Lord has come to us. And yes, they can be awfully heartwarming, and we can kind of smile when we remember how Big David lifted little David up to put up little ornaments away at the top of the tree. They can be heartwarming, but more important to us should be the message that they remind us about. The decorations are just decorations if we don't remember the reason that we put them up. He grew up before him like a tender shoot, like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. Well, we've done a good job of decorating this place to make it look desirable, to make it look beautiful, and yet our Lord came in a way that was not very attractive. Glamour and glitz and flashy displays at the mall and in churches and in our homes accompany our experience of the Christmas season. This is normal for us. We like to have festive things. But our Lord did not come in a festive way. He came with no pomp, no ceremony. He came from a small town, a town on the wrong side of the river, if you know what I mean. He came from a small clan, the least of the clans of Judah. He was not famous or well known. He didn't have what we Americans would expect a savior to have. He was just a normal person. God with us. He was despised and rejected by men. A man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised. And we esteemed him not. God with us. God with us. Jesus came bringing the message of hope and salvation, the message of the coming of the kingdom of God. You would think that such a message would be welcomed by us. But changing the status quo, changing the way people live their lives, getting people to change their minds about how they should live, that's not an easy thing to do. His message was not welcomed. He was despised and rejected by all people. Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted. This, brothers and sisters, is the profound message of hope. That Jesus Christ, God with us, the baby born in Bethlehem, was no simple baby was no mere person, but he took upon himself our sin, our pain, our grief, our sorrows. We often consider that to be God's purpose for Jesus. It was the reason that the Lord sent Jesus to earth, to carry those things for us. But it is clear in Isaiah's prophecy that it is because of our own sinfulness that Jesus came to the earth. We were the ones who despised him. We were the ones whose infirmities he carried. He carried our sorrows, even though we considered him to be stricken by God. He came because of us, and he came for us. So we rejoice in the coming of the Christ child. We rejoice in the baby born in Bethlehem, but we rejoice with humility because we know who we are and we know why he came. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We are sinful people. We are people in need of a Savior. We are people in need of peace. We are people in need of healing. We are people in need of salvation. What a price that Jesus Christ paid for our sake. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. In our most honest moments, I think each of us must admit that we are no better than sheep who have gone astray. Each of us has turned our own way, and each of us needs a shepherd to guide us back onto the path. The Lord has laid on our Savior, Jesus Christ, the iniquity of us all. He is the one who has drawn us back to himself. This is the great plan of God, to bring us back to himself, not by just acting from on high, but by becoming one of us. The mystery of Christmas is that our Savior would become one of us in order to redeem us. He would become a sheep himself, but one who would not turn away, who would not go astray, and would not commit iniquity himself. A perfect lamb who would be sacrificed on our behalf. So how do we find our way? How do we return to the Lord who has done such great things for us? Wandering sheep, wander no more. Just as we heard from the first chapter of John, the light that is the true light, that true light has come into the world to give light to all people. That is the message of hope that comes from this Christmas season. That is the reason we have lights on a Christmas tree. That is why we have a star at the top of it to symbolize that light that has come into the world. The light that gives direction to all people, those who would follow our Lord. As we light the lights on this tree this evening, remember that this star points the way to Jesus Christ. It is a symbol for us to remember him. I pray that this season of anticipation, this season of Advent, when we come before the Lord in expectation of his newborn arrival, I pray that this season would be one in which you seek the Lord and seek his ways. When you follow the light that has come into the world to give light to all of our lives, I pray that he may be your peace in this season as well, and not just in this month, but in the months to come. Our Lord is one who has brought light and brought hope and brought peace for each of us. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Lord Jesus Christ, we give you thanks for coming into our world. We give you thanks for the mystery of your incarnation, God becoming flesh, becoming human, becoming a perfect sheep to show us the way and to redeem us from ourselves. Give us grace that we may learn to follow you in your paths and strengthen us for our journey as we journey toward Bethlehem, as we walk toward your birth, to remember how you became one of us and how you redeemed each of us. Walk with us through the season of Advent and live ever in our hearts as we rejoice in your name. In your holy name we pray. Amen.